A large share of Alaska's federal stimulus funds will go to education. Most of the money will be used for Title I programs that help economically disadvantaged students and for special ed. The state's largest school district, Anchorage, is expecting an infusion of nearly $26 million in both of those areas over the next 2 years. Carol Como is superintendent of the Anchorage Public Schools. She told APRN's Lori Townsend she has lots of ideas for putting the funding to good use.
One of the things that the board and I have been talking about is trying to institute more preschools in those Title I schools, because in the long run, I think that's the best measure there is to increasing graduation rates in the long haul and reducing dropout rates. So that's one of the things we've talked about. The special education, you can redirect up to 50% of that to other title programs. So we think we can redirect some of that money to help us with our huge and growing immigrant population, and also with our training of our staff and how we really can raise student achievement.
And how about some examples, specific examples of where this money might make the biggest difference?
Well, I do believe in the Title I schools for sure, because we have a great need for more training and to really manage the large and growing numbers of intensive needs students and special education students. Each school that's a Title I school would define what their greatest needs are, looking at all their data, their test scores, their discipline records there. Some schools might use some of it to pay teachers to do home visits. There's a lot of things we can do to really bring families more into the picture, as well as training our staff.
Republicans have criticized the large amount of money from the stimulus that's going to education, saying it doesn't create jobs, and that's what's needed now for the economy. How do you respond to that criticism?
Well, I do believe it creates jobs because, for instance, if we start some preschool programs, you can bet that's going to be more teachers hired, that will be teacher assistants hired. In our Title II, III, IV, V, and VII programs that we could use some of that funding for, we have not been able to hire as many support staff as the students need. And same thing in special education. And with additional funding, we'll be able to hire more assistants and teachers to support those people.
Governor Palin and others have expressed concern that this is a short-term funding stream, that it could be used to start programs that will then have to either be shut down or that the state will have to pick up the funding for. Do you think that will be the case?
Well, it may be in some of the case, but I will tell you, I'd rather have the funding for 2 years to see exactly what kind of an impact that amount of funding could make. And if it is making the impact that I think it will, then we're going to have some serious discussions in our district about what do we give up in order to maintain these programs, or if we decide that the two-year funding isn't worth keeping that program, then we will have learned from the 2 years. So I see it as an opportunity. I think it's an opportunity to really look at school reform in a lot of ways, a lot of new ideas that we could do and try and see what works.
You're also involved with the Council of Great City Schools. What are you hearing nationally from your colleagues about their either enthusiasm or concern about the funding, education funding in the stimulus bill?
Well, I've been on two conference calls, one with Secretary Duncan and a number of urban superintendents. All of us, without fail, said that we want to see the money coming. Many, many states are having to cut education terribly. We are not in that situation at this point. So we're one of the few lucky states. But without fail, they all feel, as I do, that we need to take this money and use it as it was intended. And it really is something that we strongly support, the large amount of funding going to education. Because we think if we invest in our young people, and so if they get a good education, they're going to be far more competitive in the worldwide job market.
Carol Como is superintendent of Anchorage Public Schools.